92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy, and I am joined by the team at Fountain Medical Aesthetics. So excited to have them in the studio, Jessica Parm and Jennifer Vanderswag. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Ellen.
Good morning.
So good to have you here. Tell us, what made you open Fountain Medical Aesthetics?
So, you know, Jen and I have experience in the med spa industry, and, you know, there really wasn't much on the lakeshore to offer women. So we worked in, you know, an area in Grand Rapids and had a lot of clientele from the lakeshore area. So we knew we wanted to open something, you know, that would be a little more convenient to our clients on the lakeshore. So here we are.
And when did you actually open your doors?
So our grand opening was in November, last November.
Last November. Wonderful. Now, Jessica Parm is a registered nurse, master injector, and co-founder. Jennifer, you are the operations manager and co-founder. What have you learned since the opening in November?
That it's a lot of work.
I believe it.
But we love it, right? I mean, it's amazing to be able to offer services to make people feel better. When you look good, you feel good.
And you, both of you have this ability, and I've said this to you maybe in a text, but maybe not in person. Your whole staff has this ability to make people feel good. And that's a gift. I mean, that's you just do. When I walk into Fountain Medical Aesthetics, I automatically feel better about myself. I know that you want me to be the best that I can be. And so it's been a great journey with the weight loss and the semaglutide injections, which I'm probably going to wrap up this month because I'm going to reach my goal. When people come to Fountain Medical Aesthetics and they come in for a consultation, and you sit them down and you go over all the services, what is the one thing they're most interested in? Or is it mostly everything? Because I want to do everything that you have to offer.
I think everything. I think there's a lot of people that just, you know, aren't really sure what a med spa has to offer. So when they come in, we like to talk about all the services we offer. And, you know, most of the time they're interested in all of them. So
yeah.
It's a big learning curve.
It really is.
There's a lot of different things that we can do just to make you feel better. And, you know, our face says a lot about us. And if we don't feel good about the way our face looks or our skin looks, that can really be, you know, detrimental to our confidence.
I think that's true. And I think that it's never too early to talk to people about skincare, you know, and it's never too early to learn new. I just learned how to do makeup and contour my face like 2 years ago, you guys. I never knew how to do that. Jennifer, what do you think about when people come in and you talk to them about the different services? You know, when you hear, you're hearing this a lot, aging gracefully. What does that mean to you, Jennifer?
I think that can mean a couple of different things. Some people are a little more reserved and conservative on what that means to them. Jessica takes an amazing approach in her treatment for patients, and obviously we'll walk that journey with them. We
right.
like to have you look enhanced, but not done. So
exactly.
You know, we'll be as conservative as you need.
And I think aging gracefully is really giving women the opportunity to do whatever they feel they want to do. I did some Botox. It smoothed those fine lines. It was amazing. I had the Diamond Glow Facial. My skin, it just glowed. So let's talk about some of the different services, the injectables, the Botox. It's not that painful. You're amazing. You really are.
Thank you.
You're a master injector. It's really not that painful, and it lasts a long time, too.
It does, yeah. So Botox and Dysport are the wrinkle relaxers, and they last for about 3 to 4 months. And then we do fillers as well, and those last anywhere from 6 months to over 2 years.
Okay.
We have collagen stimulators like Sculptra, which are injected and, you know, make your body grow its own collagen. So that's a really nice natural way to go about things. And then we have lots of facials and things and in medical grade skincare that we offer.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you sure do. And spray tans, too. I'm sure people are lining up out the door to get the spray tans.
I mean, you feel better when you have a nice bronze to you, right?
Yeah.
Me and Jenny love it.
Absolutely. It's a weekly thing.
Well, yeah. And why would you, you know, you're taking care of your skin. And honestly, as much as I love to swim, I am wearing hats and long sleeves and whatnot. I saw something really interesting. You have a really active Facebook page and Instagram page. You were doing something with the hands. Can we talk about that? Because I think your hands show signs of aging. Almost the first thing is your hands and your neck.
Yeah, so you can inject fillers into the hands to kind of plump them up a little bit.
Really?
But I think the social media post that you're referring to was actually a peel that was done on the hands to lighten the sunspots.
Okay.
So Selena is one of our medical aestheticians, and that was a client that she had done a facial peel, and then she also did the peel on their hands.
Wonderful. Yeah, I went to a dermatologist once, and I thought I yet to look at my skin, and it was age spots. It was age spots, and I was just like, you got to be kidding me. But yeah, I'm looking forward to a little bit more Botox, and I'm due for another facial, so I'll have to schedule that. Let's talk a little bit about microneedling. Is that painful?
Well, it's a little bit.
Okay.
It's a little bit uncomfortable, but we numb the face before we do it, okay. And, you know, it's very tolerable, but that's a great procedure to help stimulate collagen as well.
Because we lose collagen the older we get, right?
Yeah, starting like in our late 20s, we start losing collagen.
Really?
At a rapid rate, so... It's never too early to start.
I didn't know that. I have daughters that my daughters are 26 now, and I've told them, are you taking care of your neck now? Are you putting stuff on your neck and your upper chest? Because I'll tell you what, my mom always said, take care of your face. It's the only face you got. But I never really paid much attention to my neck, and now I'm like regretting that. Is there anything that you can do for the neck?
Yeah, so microneedling can actually be done anywhere on the body, so that can be done to the neck and chest as well. Sculpture treatments are really great, which is an injectable collagen stimulator, so that can be done there as well. So we're actually doing Sculptra, or the collagen stimulator, to all areas of the body, so the skin above the knees when that starts to look crepey, or the arms.
Yeah, and with weight loss. That will happen as well with the weight loss. Wow. What else can we talk about? I mean, you offer so many amazing services. B12 injections, which I had on Monday, which gave me a little bit of energy and is helping me with my weight loss. Brows and lashes. Jennifer, my mom always said, well, your eyebrows are the window to your eyes. Am I right?
You are.
Uh-huh.
You are. And some people were blessed with better eyebrows than others.
It's true.
Hands down, but Selena and Chloe both offer those services. And again, when you look good, feel good.
So. I think so. I really, really think so. And I just think that, you know, women aging gracefully is a chance for them to age gracefully any way that they want to. And if that's getting some Botox or facial fillers or not, that's the thing about being a woman. You know, we can like Barbie, right? You see the Barbie beach house?
Yeah. You can be anybody you want to be, anything
exactly.
You want to be.
And I can't thank you enough for your support with the Barbie project. We're going to be contacting Mattel in the next couple of weeks, but you guys were out. You were out so much during Coast Guard. You did the kids parade. You did the grand parade. You were out before a concert. What is it like being out in the community and meeting people?
That's been kind of twofold. So
yeah.
I was born and raised here.
So people know you.
Yeah, I think I know a fair amount in the community. Everybody's been super generous, very welcoming. But again, like Jessica said earlier, there's so much that people don't know about a med spa and what it offers.
You're right.
And sometimes it's a little taboo, I think. So it's just getting out there and making them aware that it's much more than...
You know, when you were at the parade, you had a lot of people running up to you, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a couple little baby goats with us. So the kids loved the baby goats. So did the parents. So that was really fun.
Awesome. I love it.
The best part, I got to tell you, is this little boy, maybe 10 years old, ran up to me and insisted that I give this treasure to Mary Ellen. His mom had painted a stone or a rock for you, and it's a Coast Guard Barbie rock.
No.
It's amazing.
You're kidding.
Yes,
oh, I just
adorable.
Got chills. I love it. I thank you so much for all your support on the Coast Guard Barbie. And I'll tell you what, when it happens, you're going to get a Coast Guard Barbie. I'm going to just come right up to Fountain Medical Aesthetics and yeah, we're going to have a Coast Guard Barbie. And then she can get some work done too.
We will proudly display her.
I think there's a stigma kind of about, you know, getting injectables done where, you know, sometimes women, when we're mothers, and we feel guilty for spending money on ourselves. But I think really, you know, back to that, when you look good, you feel good. It's really no different than getting your nails done and your hair done. Mm-hmm. Those are all things that, you know, we spend money on to make us look good, because then we feel good. So, I mean, if we want to spend that money on, you know, wrinkle relaxers, or you want to take that time and, you know, don't feel selfish about it. Like, we have to take care of ourselves, right?
Yeah, you're right. We do. We have so much going on. I mean, I know that you guys have families and kids and, you know, you're busy and you're running this business. And it's sometimes hard to manage it all. It just really is. So if you can go to a medical spa and, you know, just get something done. And then once you go to out of Fountain Medical Aesthetics. This is the thing. Once you go there and you have some treatment done, you're treated so well, you want to come back. What are your hours?
So we are open Monday 10 to 4, Tuesday and Wednesday 10 to 5, Thursday 10 to 7, and Friday 10 to 4.
You are open on Fridays now. Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. So closed on the weekends. And then if somebody calls for an appointment, how soon can they get in?
We usually can accommodate within the week.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any kind of financial credit people can get to pay for the services? How does that work?
We do. Yep. We are offering Cherry, which is similar to that of Care Credit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And there's also a payment plan through Ally, which is an app that's downloaded through the makers of Botox, Allergan.
Yep. So Cherry does a soft credit check. They can do it right in the office. Okay. It takes about 30 seconds, and they'll find out if they're approved right then and there, and then they're able to pick if they want to do interest-free payments, and they get to set up the plan that works best for them.
Wonderful. I'm so glad that you guys were out and about for the Coast Guard Festival, because I think it was really good to get your faces in front of people so people knew who you were, and that Barbie box was brilliant.
Thank it you was. For, That's all you, Marianne.
Well, no. I mean, thank you for letting me wave and do that during the kids' parade. I thought that was pretty amazing.
That was meant to be. That all fell into place.
It did all fall into place, didn't it? Everything just fell into place, which is just so darn cool. I just love that. So if people want to get a hold of you at Fountain Medical Aesthetics, they can call 616-201-2701. The website is fountaingh.com. How many people do you have on your staff now?
Six, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
Six of you. Okay, wonderful.
And growing.
And you are growing. I was in there on Monday and your phones were ringing off the hook. I was like, yeah, that's awesome.
It is, yeah.
What do we have to look forward to for fall and winter at Fountain Medical Aesthetics?
So October 2nd, save the date for that. We will be doing a fall event. We might have some big announcements to make at that event as well.
Okay.
Some new services coming in. But we'll have, you know, charcuterie board and snacks and wine. And it's a good time to just come in very casually, meet the staff, take a tour of the place, see what services we offer, and there will be discounted products and nice little swag bags and things like that.
Wonderful. I'll ask you, Jessica, first, what do you love about your job the most?
I mean, I think I'm living the dream, right?
I would say, yeah. I'm shaking my head on the radio. Yeah, I would say, yeah. You're helping women be the best that they can be.
Absolutely.
What about you, Jennifer?
Same thing. This is a dream come true. I love even in my past careers, it was changing them for the better. And so seeing what we can do and how it just boosts their ego, their self-confidence, and their esteem is amazing.
It really is, isn't it? You really do empower women. And Fountain Medical Aesthetics is on Robbins Road, and it truly is where beauty meets wellness. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Mary Ellen.